Look at Zion Williamson. I hope they do is, you know, they're good with him. Because he seems like he could be another generational talent. Yeah. And again, the jury's still out on this NBA bubble shit, how it's going to play itself out. When it comes on, we're all going to watch. Baseball season apparently is about to start, and they're all over the place with their rules. And yeah, a lot of players that don't want to play with my trap, that want to play. And all those big names. There's players announced, I'm not fucking playing. Fuck that. COVID ain't getting me. It ain't getting me. And can somebody talk to, well, I don't know if they even talk to Dak, but apparently, yesterday was the deadline for them to be able to work out a long-term deal. And if not, he gets the one-year franchise tag stamp. Is it which means you get match the highest paid salary of your position. You get that same number. So apparently Dak will get $33 million for this 1 year. This motherfucker wanted, like I said, he wants Mahomes money. They're not giving you Mahomes money. I mean, I would say he's, if you look at his numbers, I would say he's just above average. Nah, a little bit more than average. Nah, I wouldn't say he's average. I say he's good. I'll say he's good. He's not Mahomes great, though. So, you can't get that money. But, the thing about it is I understand the whole negotiating ploy in that you can't, if you don't ask, you don't know. So, there's no shame in asking. Because what's the worst I can tell you? No. But just looking at it, you know, especially right now with the way things are. I mean, you got motherfuckers that are out of work, you know, starving to eat, you know, no jobs. And then you're looking at TV and this motherfucker's turning down $100 million contract. Sorry, motherfucker, you're not going to get no sympathy from John Q. Public. Not at all. And again, as if there's going to be an NFL season. Who knows? Boy, this is about the 17th time this dog is stopping shit. It's basically water at this point, which I'm cool. Get it all up out of you, man. Was you living wrong last night? Eating shit? Was you living wrong, Flynn? I think he was living wrong, huh? Yeah, I need to look to see. I want to look to see when the, when's tennis coming back? I think golf's already been. I don't give a shit about golf. I'm thinking about starting to maybe play, but I give a fuck about watching the shit. You know, pretty soon, the one thing that's really occurred to me is that as far as TV goes, well, the Peacock, I think, was just launched. I might go check that out. Do a free preview of the Peacock. Just to see what they've got on there. You know, HBO Max, they launched a new streaming service. Again, I think now I understand what the difference is on HBO Max. The difference is those on HBO Max, they offer more movies and TV shows. Because that's what these streaming entities are all trying to do now. Gobble up, I mean, have as much content as they possibly could for you to be able to flip open your phone and watch at a moment's notice. So I didn't understand that Quibi shit, which was apparently supposed to be like shorter things, sort of docs that you could only watch on, and you're not on your phone. I had to be like on another streaming device, which is stupid. Katzenberg, I guess, is the guy who started that shit. But one new show that has been suggested to me for years, and I even saw, is the Kevin Costner show. What's it called? Yellowstone? Yeah. We're watching the first season. And I gotta say, morning. Gotta say, it's pretty fucking good. It's almost like a 2020, like Dallas. And if you don't know anything about it, it's, where are they at? Montana Ranch, whole owner, Costner's character. And he's got the kids that are grown. And of course, you got it's the stereotypical. You got the bad kid who's married to an Indian. It's on an Indian reservation. He's on an Indian reservation. You got the daughter who is, dude, this bitch is a lot. She's always drinking. She's fucking people. She's in boardrooms making power moves. I just like, well, we'll get back to her in a second. Then you got is he the middle brother? Yeah, the middle brother. Good morning. The middle brother, who's he's the responsible, the lawyer one, you know, that's who he is. There was another brother who, spoiler alert, hey, if you're listening to this, cool, if not, whatever. The oldest brother, who was 38, who they're talking shit, was working on the dad's farm, and they're like, yeah, he gets killed in the first episode, which made complete sense to me now, because when I was looking at the previews for the show, they're showing all these other characters. I never saw this bearded guy. I'm like, who the fuck? Oh, he's older, bro. They never show him. And then, like, halfway through, like, oh, yeah, he's going to get killed. Sure enough, he gets killed. I mean, some of the plots, but again, like I said, the character development is very predictable, but the shit is fucking entertaining. Entertaining. Dude, so much so that it's like, there's a part of me that wouldn't mind living like that. Fucking cowboy life, you know, just out in the world, out in nature, horseback riding and, you know, roping shit and shooting guns and, you know, and then you have the whole Indian fashion, to where I grew up knowing about Indian reservations, right? But, and I knew, and of course, when you think about Indian reservations nowadays, the first thing you think about is Indian casinos, which are everywhere. Because on their reservations are basically, they're their own, and people know this, their own country. They got their own police force, their own government. And this delves into it even deeper, to which I like, man. It shows you're like, wow. So it's like a whole community. This is just a nurse that I work with who told me, let me know, she was Indian. She's a full-blooded Indian. She's from Montana. I guess the next time I see her, I'm going to ask her about Montana. I'm going to ask her about Yellowstone. I'm gonna be like, do you shit on Yellowstone? Is that, what do you think of that show? Is it doo-doo? The thing about this nurse is for years, really attractive nurse, but she's one of these chicks, she's a resting bitch face. And if you guys know anything about me, I find resting bitch face incredibly attractive. Attractive woman, but she always had the resting bitch face. And I just first figured she didn't like me, then I realized it was her baseline. Then when I started talking to her, it's like, she doesn't have a fucking personality. But now, it's just one of those things where she just got to get to know you, and she'll show you some of her personality. Now I'm starting to see it. And I'm not seeing resting bitch face as much, which maybe I want to go back to not liking me so that I can look at resting bitch face. I don't know. But I am going to ask her about Yellowstone. But the daughter. Yeah, dude, she's just like, every scene, she's just got to be completely over the top. There's nothing subtle about what she's doing. I mean, the day that the mother, the anniversary, the day that the mother died, you know what I'm saying? We go, man. The mother died. She's drunk at 10 o'clock in the morning, goes walking out in front of the house and in a robe, but then takes it off and dips into the thing and's drinking the wine. And it's just like, can you be any more fucking dramatic? Can you? I mean, don't get me wrong. You're looking at it, her, and you're like, oh, damn. I'm going to see tits. I see ass. That's cool. But you're just like, come on. She gets into it with the other little brother, and the dad knows who she is. He's just like a beast that he unleashes on the world whenever he wants to. And the dad completely manipulates them children, which is fucking entertaining. And then you interweave government, business, underhanded deals, all of that shit. You got a good fucking show is what you got. So do yourself a favor. If you have not done it yet, I would give Yellowstone a fucking watch. I would. I give it a couple headhunters. Gonna suggest it to my boys. You know, we've got a group chat you've going for years with folks, like we're high school buddies. I'm in one of these, just like you, I'm in a group chat with my family. It's like my mother-in-law, sister-in-law, nieces, nephews, and wife, daughter. And I, for the life of me, can't get out of this fucking godforsaken group chat, because apparently if you're in it and somebody has an Android, the only way to get out of it is if that person with the Android deletes the thread. Otherwise, it doesn't. You can delete it and it just keeps coming back. This shit's been going on for like 2 years. I almost wonder. I wonder if I wipe my phone completely clean, could I get out of it? Nope, probably not. Back to the drawing board.